This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Trump administration is denouncing U.S. media reports that it evacuated a high-level CIA spy out of Moscow after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election in favor of Donald Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The New York Times, CNN, and others have reported that a former top Russian official and spy was spirited to the U.S. amid concerns he might be exposed because of media coverage of the Russian interference in the 2016 election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling reporters,
"Suffice to say that the reporting there is factually wrong."
The Times reported that the man rose through the ranks of the Russian government and revealed that President Vladimir Putin personally ordered and orchestrated the effort to influence the campaign. The CIA blasted CNN's report as misguided speculation for citing an unnamed source saying the informant was removed because of the administration's alleged mishandling of classified information. Tim McGuire, Washington.
U.S. authorities say nearly 300 people, the majority in Nigeria and here in the United States, were arrested in an international law enforcement operation aimed at disrupting a multi-billion dollar internet scam. The U.S. Justice Department said the Nigerians allegedly used romance fraud and schemes targeting the elderly to steal millions of dollars from their victims here in the U.S. and elsewhere before transferring the funds to Nigeria through an extensive money laundering network. Authorities say the operation, dubbed Rewired, led to the seizure of nearly $3.7 million so far. Arrests were also made in Turkey, Ghana, France, Italy, Japan, Kenya, Malaysia, and Britain. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Britain is getting set for a general election likely to be held in November. As the political crisis over the country's exit from the European Union deepens, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suspended the British Parliament on Tuesday, just weeks before the country is due to crash out of the European Union. Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
Johnson had wanted to hold a snap election in mid-October before a European Union summit on October 17th. And before the country is due to leave the EU on October 31st. Even after a law was passed on Monday demanding Britain seek one from the EU, unless he can strike a divorce deal. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said the party was eager for an election, but would not support Johnson's move to hold one until it was certain a delay to Brexit had been secured. Parliament is now due to be suspended until October 14th.
That was Chris Dignam reporting. Income for the median U.S. household finally matches its previous peak set back in 1999. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has that story.
Government figures show that after more than a decade of economic growth, the longest expansion on record, Americans are earning no more than they did 20 years ago when inflation is taken into account. The Census Bureau says median household income rose just under 1% last year to roughly $63,200 when adjusted for inflation. The poverty rate fell to just under 12%, the lowest level since 2001. That improvement stems from the increased income over several years for many workers in low-wage jobs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Japan's environment minister said tens of thousands of tons of contaminated water from the Fukushima nuclear plant might have been released into the Pacific Ocean. The water used to cool damaged fuel cores after the plant was damaged by the earthquake and tsunami back in 2011 is being stored in giant tanks at the site, but the storage tanks are running out of space. Japan's large fishing industry, as well as its neighbor South Korea, have strongly opposed the idea of dumping the contaminated water into the ocean. Apple rolled out its latest iPhone on Tuesday as the pioneering company faces intense competition in a field it once dominated. The new iPhone 11 is not much different than the previous models. However, the new Apple phone is cheaper than last year's model. And anyone who buys one gets a free subscription to Apple's new TV Plus video streaming service, which starts in November. And the American Medical Association urging everyone to avoid using electronic cigarettes suspected of causing 450 recent cases of lung illnesses across the U.S., including 5 deaths. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
O.A. VOA1. The best music.